Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jim and Jim.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. Hey, this is our segment for Thoughts and Feelings. And what we're going to talk about, we're speaking with some parents about children returning back to school, you know, because actually, when you stop and think about it, knowledge gives rise to wisdom. If you like knowledge, it is the pump. Wisdom is the water that we can get from the pump. If we can't obtain water, the pump is useless. At the time and at the same time, without knowledge, without the pump, we won't be able to obtain any water. So on that note, we have some thirsty young adults out there that are looking for all of those water spouts and water drains and pipes out there that are going to produce. So I'll have a parent come on with us this evening that's going to share with us her feelings and thoughts about our youth and returning back after this great event that we're all witnessing here. But before we go into that, you know, I'm going to play a song because these two persons share this conversation with each other each and every day. So listen up, and this is the conversation that I've had them have.
You're all I need to get by. You're all
like sweet morning dew. I took one look at you, and it was plain to me.
Oh,
protectiveness. For you, I'll do my best. Stand by it like a tree. And there everybody to charm me.
Darling, in you I found strength where I was told that. Don't know what's in store, but together we can open any door. Just do what's good for you.
When you see support, assistance, and love, I'm going to bring a young lady on, Miss Altessa Dye, who has demonstrated this with her young man, Mr. Aldridge. And she's going to share with us this evening her feelings. Her son has returned back on campus. When you look at dedication, dedicating to each other, the encouragement, the direction, the liberal strictness, and I say liberal strictness because he's had his freedoms, but she keeps a close rein there because she's determined to have him continue and complete. I call him Mr. A, and the reason why I call him Mr. A because he's a very brilliant young man, a very dedicated young man, a very mannerable young man, and a young man that's going to get there. So on that note, we're going to bring Altessa in with us and share her thoughts and her feelings about her young man returning back on campus, how she feels and why she does what she does. Altessa Dye, are you on the air with us this evening to share and care?
Hi, Linda. Good evening. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for taking our time. We know you're a busy lady, but I just wanted you to come and give the parents and the listeners some thoughts and some feelings and some things that has helped you out and perhaps it can help them with our young adults returning back on campus to continue to further their higher academic career.
Of course, sure. Yeah, so my thought on sending our kids, students back to school, actually, well, I would say generally I have mixed emotions, feelings on this, you know, because we are, as a parent, we're all scared, we're all worried. But yeah, but if this is the mandate of the government, of the school, so I don't know if we can do anything, but yeah, we'll just have to abide by the rules, follow the guidelines, everything. But, like, you know what? I wanted to share something, what happened last year, 2020 pandemic, you know, where everyone, of course, everyone else worked from home, kids were sent back to the home for online schooling, everyone else. You know what? I experienced, like, this is some sort of special bond between the parents, the kids, that we didn't, you know, experience way back during their, you know, I mean, years when they were in school. It's just really, I mean, this is the positive that happened to, you know, in every household, I would say. And we all realized that, you know what, I think there's nothing important except three things: family, home, and there's one thing more, food, of course. Those are the three most important things that I experienced during 2020 pandemic. But, like, yeah, so sending back kids to school this year, this school year, I would say, as I mentioned, I'm so worried, scared, because you know, I would, it is like a war game out there, you know. Yeah, we all get prepared. Kids are all vaccinated because that's a requirement before they can be accepted back to school. But again, you never know. I mean, even vaccinated person, they all get positive nowadays. I have two friends who got, you know, tested positive. And these are kids. These are young adults. They wanted to, of course, have fun, mingle, socialize with their friends. So, well, I just wish kids to always, you know, they could socialize but keep the distance. I wish for them to always stay healthy and safe, you know. At the same time, of course, they have to study hard. That's the important thing that, you know, parents would want their kids to, you know, to achieve. And if that's the mandate of the government to send back all the students to school, we should respect. But again, we always have to be careful. Always be careful out there. I always tell my son to be careful, and then if you don't need to go out, just stay at home, just stay in your dormitory or apartment, because that's the safest place to be in, you know.
So you're saying that as a parent, I mean, you understand, but the pandemic sort of like built a bond, because that built a bonding situation, and they even though the young adults had to be online, they were still keeping up with the curriculum and getting things done. And I'd just like to say, because your young man, Aldridge, that's attending the university, is a very brilliant young man, but he's also, you are a parent that sits when I say that you do liberal strictness. Because even though he was off and even though he had his studies, you know, he had still had an opportunity to earn money. And you're guiding him in the direction that, yeah, even though I'm here, but, you know, you got to be able to handle your own. And it was the funniest thing, if I may share, when they go out and make their money, they'd eat up the money before they'd get it back home. That was the funniest thing to me. They go out and they were, I don't know, young drivers for a company, a delivery company, and so they make all this money, these tips. And before they get back home, they spend it on their lunch. That was the funniest thing to me. But what I enjoyed seeing was that he was very thorough in what he was doing. You're an excellent parent, and I know that the feelings or emotions are there, but the way that you I witness you're guiding him and directing him, I just wanted you to really come on and share with us your real feelings and thoughts about that, the understanding they're not in the dormitory. They're in their apartments on campus, but which is a little looser, but you just want him to stay safe and be mindful. Well, from what I've observed from that young man, that he's going to follow directions. He's going to listen closely. And because he is, he doesn't have to travel too far to return, that puts you a bit at ease too. But like I said, the abiding by the rules, and we have to stay positive of it. So that's what keeps you going. I wanted you to come on and give us those real feelings and thoughts about this, because, you know, they're all returning back, different ages, but this is university. He's on the university campus, which requires a little bit a different type of study and a different type of discipline to get done. Now, if I may ask, what field is he into? Is he going into media or what the production? What is his major?
Oh, yeah. He's into film right now, and then I'm happy that he's doing that. Going back to this experience in 2020 pandemic, and then, yeah, just before he, returned to school, I think personally I would go for an online schooling, right? Because, you know, kids are a bit more flexible. Like you said, my son was able to earn money during his, you know, the windows that they that he doesn't have any class, and then sometimes I go with him, so it's just funny that, you know, the first two days of his experience, you know, he earned like, $10, and then when he gets home, he's bringing food like also worth $10. So, you know, he's literally eating his earnings. So, yeah, it's just funny. I mean, that's the positive side of, you know, having kids studying or having online classes compared to on campus or compared to, you know, in-person schooling or class right now. But, and like I said, both ways that they have also positive and a negative, because just like the other day, my son, you know, he was like, okay, mom, I'm watching a soccer game, and then he's within the campus. So, yeah, I mean, I was so happy because he's able to watch the soccer game live, because he usually watch on, you know, on TV, on his cell phone. I mean, it's a different experience as well, watching live games and then going to class in person. But like again, like I said, they just have to be very, very, you know, mindful about the requirement, the protocol and everything, be very careful. And yeah, I mean, I would wanted to say also that I'm a single parent, so I'm a very much proud of that. And then whatever, you know, I've been accomplished, that my son has been doing right now, and then he's has accomplished, I think I'm very much proud of it. And then being a single mom, or I mean, I would say generally to all single parents, be it a mom or a single mom, a single dad, I am like, you know, I'm hats off, and then I salute them, and I'm so proud of them, honestly, because it's just, you know, doing dual roles in the household, it's just really hard. But, you know, yeah, we just have to live with it, live the most of it, and just guide our kids the same way, you know, with household that has two parents involved. I don't see any difference at all, so long as even a single parent can, I think a single parent can do the same way, you know, couples can do to their kids, so...
Well, you have done an excellent job. Like I said, the most mannerable, very brilliant young man. That's why I call him Mr. A, because he makes all A's. And I'd like to use the word as a liberal strictness, okay, because you ride. You set the law down, but you also participate and encourage, and he follows, okay? And that's... a great thing to see. And like you said, being a single parent, doing that two-person role, it also, he as a young man is setting a good example, okay, of what? Because he has a very strong mother. So he's always going to surround himself with strong people, or think-alikes, because, you know, apples don't fall from the tree. I call him Mr. A, because he makes all A's, but mom is pretty sharp there herself. So I'm going to say that the gene is flowing through the blood cells, because you're very, very, very sharp yourself. And it's the pronunciation. Some people say Altiza, it's Altessa, and Alfred. So I say A plus A equals A. And I have to give that to the both of you. And I'm so glad that you took out the time to come, because I know that, you know, when you're used to being doing a certain thing and then that has to go back, it can get, it's emotional, you know, and it's something that really needs to be shared, because you're not the only parent out there that's going through this. And just so grateful for you that he doesn't have to travel too far to come in, because I saw one of his friends, and I said, oh, do you miss him? He said, yeah, but he'll be back. He'll come back in about 2 weeks. So he was all excited about that. So I guess when he returns back, we have to go get lemonade or meet up and celebrate. I want to hear about that campus life and how he likes his new place. And I would like to share this. You know, he has about 10,000 pairs of shoes, and you was telling them you cannot take all of those shoes with you. because if you have to return or pull up or return, we're not going to be transporting all that stuff. So you only take what you need and leave the rest, and, you know, you can go through exchange. That was the funniest thing, because I said he got 10,000 pairs of tennis shoes. I know he's not going to take that whole rack out there. But I am so appreciative that you came on, because it is something for a person to think about, and for those who don't have young adults that have to return back, it's different going, you know, around the corner to the high school, but when you have your child going back on a university campus and you know they have to get down and stay disciplined and stay focused, along with adding on staying safe. Because of the event, you know, what we're going through here. And I admire you as a parent. I admire him as a son. I'm very, very proud of him myself. I want him to get those cameras ready, and I'll be on his first film. He can film Miss Linda, and we can from there and just give Spike Lee a hard time out there, because I know he's going to be good. He has that eagle eye, as I say. But Altessa, my appreciation to you for sharing with us and caring with us on what we, you know, really have to look out for. And on that note, if you'd like to give us some closing words or a final thought, and then we'll just take it out here and I'll just play them some music and end our wonderful conversation. What would you like to give us to just carry, you know, with us? You've already said the carefulness. Give me in how many words, what's the most important? I mean, it's all important, but what do you feel the most important is?
Okay, yeah, before I say my parting words, I think I need to share one thing. Being in a campus, I think, has also a positive side of it, because, like, my son, one day, like, I mean, when he's about to return, I think it was his first day, and then I was listing down some items that actually he forgot here at home. So I was like, okay, I think you forgot a lot of items, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then, do you want me to bring this stuff to you, or do you want me to, when do you want me to bring it to you so I can drive, I can schedule, you know, when to drive back there? And then he said, like, oh, no, Mom, I've already got everything from, you know, from the grocery, from the store. You don't have to worry everything, me and my roommates already got them everything. We're all good. We have trash bin, we have trash bags, everything. I was like, oh wow. I mean, you know, these are the one aspect that, you know, kids in school, you know, they get matured quick. I think that's one of the positive side of it. And then,
okay,
yeah, it's not, yeah, that's right. So I just wanted to share. And then for my parting words, I think, yeah, we just have to, like, what, pray, and then just wish all the students to, of course, stay safe, healthy, and on top of it, of course, parents would want to wish all their kids to all, you know, study hard. I mean, yeah, no, they have to socialize, of course, because they have to study at the same time, have fun, but, you know, have fun and socialize with distance, because it's all for their own sake, for the healthy of everyone else. So, yeah, I think that's it. I mean, other than that, and then I wish also all, like, single parents out there like me, I think this one, I would want to dedicate this, this talk, inspirational talk to them. I admire them so much. This sharing talk is, like, an inspirational to all other single parents out there.
Oh, wow. Well, we really love that, because we love you sharing with us. And from those last words that you were dedicating this to all single parents, that lets us know you're sharing because you care. And that's really what we're about here, Altessa, to, you know, put out whatever we need to put out there. And as persons like yourself, your sincerity, your support, your assistance in many, many things that puts bright smiles on many, many people's faces. I will say that Altessa Dye is a person that lights candles for others so that their path can be brighter.
Mm-hmm.
with big bright smiles, and also as she lights a candle for others, her path becomes brighter and lighter also. Atessa, we love you. We're going to tell the listeners, this is Atessa Dye. She's talking about her thoughts and feelings about her young man returning back on that university campus, okay? And if I can tell you, he is polite. She does liberal strictness and directives. She's an excellent mom, and I am so proud to have met the both of you and to witness this goodness and to continue to say, keep the example up, and from him, he will carry from you, and from you, you put out to each other. So each one teaches one, and Atessa, we appreciate you sharing and caring with us this evening. Please have a lovely evening. We love you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much, Linda. Thank you so much for having me in your show. Thank you so much for all those kind words. I really appreciate it. And I love you. I love your show. Thank you, and have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
We sure will, and thank you for thanking me. You make it all possible. Love you.
Thank you.
The land. We educate, communicate. collaborate.
Say what?
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love, all through the land.